Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Todd Lowen, the Minister of Forestry and Parks for the province of Alberta and also the MLA for the riding of Central Peace Notley. I guess, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Happy to be here, Kyle. Thank you.
All right. The main thing we want to talk about here is the wildfire season. We saw the official end to it this past week, and certainly this wildfire season we saw here in our region, a lot of people that had to be evacuated from the Little Red River Cree Nation for a few weeks because of the big SEBO complex fires up there, and certainly Jasper was another area that got a lot of attention during the fire season. What do you think about the kind of, I guess, sort of the province's overall response to how this season went?
Well, overall, pretty good. We know we definitely, our hearts go out to the people of Jasper who lost their homes and the people that were evacuated. That's very disruptive in their lives. And so it's hard to do kind of a victory lap when you know so many people have been have had ill effects because of the wildfire season. But I guess kind of looking at it in a general sense, though, compared to last year, we had about one third of the hectares burned. And so that's a good thing. But we did have more fires, which was interesting too. And we had a record number of lightning caused fires with about 400 just in July alone.
I know some of the things that the province did for this season was some technology to help in some firefighting efforts with things like night vision helicopters and those I think using some drones as well. How much was that helpful in some of the firefighting efforts?
Yeah, so definitely the night vision helicopters are a real game changer. They can move water at night, but they can also move crews in that night also. And that's very helpful because you can have crews on landscape fighting later into the night and then still be able to get them back and into safety if necessary. So that was very helpful. The drone technology with the thermal imaging to be able to track the fires, and that's helpful too. But we did do a lot of things. We started the fire season earlier. We had our crews trained and ready earlier, and had increased number of firefighters, increased and longer contracts for our fire attack firefighters, and just a lot of different things. More air tankers. Seasonal support staff was increased full-time staff, and then being able to do night work, not just with the helicopters, but with heavy equipment and ground crews.
You mentioned the earlier start to the season, which was, I believe, around mid to late February after we had not as much moisture, shall we say, during kind of the winter and the first bit of spring. How much was that a factor in some of the way you were able to respond to things this year?
Yeah, that definitely helped. You're right. We didn't have much snow through the winter, so it was good to get an early start to the fire season. What that does do is allow us to make sure that anybody that wants to have a fire in the forest protection area, that they have to get a permit. And by having those permits, we were able to track what was going on the landscape as far as smoke. When we seen smoke, we were able to look at the fire permit situation and see if there's a permit for that area. And then just be able to know whether it could be a potential wildfire. So the starting it early was very helpful, and then again having the crews ready early was very helpful too.
Now after all the stuff that came out of this season, as you mentioned, more fires, but not nearly as many hectares burned. And what are kind of some things that you're kind of looking at for potentially to get in use for the next fire season?
We'll be taking a long look at this fire season too, just like we did last year. Between last year and this year, some dramatic changes in how we fight fire. This year, going into next year, one of the things I know we'll be working on more is the preparing communities, having mitigation and fire protection for communities. And so we have the Fire Smart program, but we also have the Community Fire Guard program. And so we'll be working with some of the communities that are higher risk, and make sure that we do what we can to make sure if a wildfire does come along that we reduce the opportunity for it to actually hit the community and do the damage to the community.
And finally, also when we have the politicians on, we always like to throw in a little personal question to them sometimes. And we know that a lot of people have different sort of activities they like to do during the fall. And, maybe some people are more outdoors, maybe doing more stuff indoors. What about with you? What are some of your go-to fall activities, if you will?
Well, if I have some time in the early mornings and the evenings, I'll try to get out, do a little hunting. That's something I'm really passionate about. I love the outdoors. I love being out on the land, and so that's one of my favorite pastimes. And one thing I have learned over the years in politics is I don't get a lot of phone calls between about 4:30 a.m. and 7 a.m. So I can sometimes sneak out for a quick morning hunt.
Well, hopefully you get some Time for that in the next little bit. Todd Lowen, the Minister of Forestry and Parks for the Province of Alberta and the MLA for Central Peace Notley. Thanks for joining us here today.
Hey, thanks, Kyle. Appreciate it.